Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Authorities have identified the victim killed on the ground in the fatal medical jet crash last Friday in Northeast Philadelphia. Officials saying 37-year-old Stephen Druitt was in one of the many vehicles traveling along Cottman Avenue impacted by the crash. This is coming as the Roosevelt Mall reopened today for the first time since the crash. City crews are still working to clean up the aftermath of the collision that killed Druitt and six others. KYW's Matt Coughlin was at the mall today as shoppers and shopkeepers returned.
It feels good. I'm glad things are getting back to normal somewhat.
That's Joan Ibe of the Northeast, one of many shoppers coming back to the Roosevelt Mall. The parking lot opened a little before 11 a.m., and there's been a steady trickle of workers and shoppers coming in all day. Most of the stores are open, the Raising Cane's and the Dunkin', both standalone buildings close to the crash site on Cottman Avenue, remain closed.
Meanwhile, the NTSB says it has gathered all the evidence, so city crews are working on cleanup and road repairs. Some houses remain inaccessible because of the damage to the structures, but officials say the temporary shelter at Fells High School has closed as those people have found other places to stay. A 55-year-old Bucks County man admits to hiding cameras in a bathroom in a home to get videos of unsuspecting girls. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
55-year-old John Dutton from Bristol Townships pleaded guilty to 6 counts of invasion of privacy, 2 counts of violation of wiretapping laws, and drug charges, admitting he put a camera that looks like a USB cell phone charger plug in a bathroom in a home he shared with a woman to record that woman's daughters in the bathroom. The woman told police she was suspicious of Dutton when he said he didn't want a shower curtain or preferred a clear curtain in the shared bathroom. The investigation started when she found the device set up with a view of the shower. Prosecutors say a camera was also found in the area of a pool cabana in the backyard. Police served a search warrant on the home in November 2023. In addition to methamphetamine, they say they found videos of the teenage girl showering and undressing in the bathroom on Dutton's phone, along with an iCloud account connected to Dutton with more than 250 videos recorded between 2021 and 2023.
A sentencing date for Dutton has not yet been set. The attorneys for Sean Higgins, the man accused of killing Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau while they were riding bikes last summer, have filed a motion to dismiss the charges. Court documents show the Gaudreau brothers were both riding under the influence with blood alcohol levels of about 0.13, while Higgins' blood alcohol level was 0.087. Higgins' attorneys filed the motion to dismiss the case because they say the prosecutors failed to present this evidence to a grand jury while seeking an indictment. They also argue that the plea deal offered to Higgins of 35 years in prison was excessive and not in line with recent offers of less than 10 years in similar cases. Another court hearing is scheduled for March 26th. The issue of transgender athletes front and center at the White House Wednesday, President Trump signing an order banning transgender athletes from playing women's sports. It wasn't a concern, however, for Philadelphia high school athletes gathering at St. Joseph's University. That story from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
250 female high school athletes from district and charter schools attended the program Wednesday, marking National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Keynote speaker Jill Bodensteiner, the athletic director at St. Joe's, told us that President Trump's action banning transgender females from women's sports addresses an issue that really doesn't exist here.
I think it's absolutely making good on campaign promises. And, for some institutions, this is a very critical and important issue and sort of a live one, if you will. And for others, it's more theoretical, including us.
The order directs federal agencies, including the Department of Justice, to enforce it. If schools do not comply, the White House warns, they could not only lose federal funding, but also face legal action. The choral group The Crossing is celebrating their fourth win at the Grammys. KYW Sharade Howard joined the group's rehearsal in Chestnut Hill to get their reactions.
We weren't serious about creating like a thing.
So and how did it become a thing?
People started to notice. Like my co-founder Jeff and I were kind of like, maybe this is a thing.
Now, 20 years later, and the ninth consecutive year being nominated, Donald Nally, conductor of The Crossing, and his vocalists are celebrating once again.
Four is a nice number.
The group won its Yes, He Said It fourth Grammy Award for the best choral performance for their album Ochre, featuring the music of Ayanna Woods, George Lewis, and Caroline Shaw.
Maren Montalbano, an alto vocalist in The Crossing, explains the album is a reflection of the times and that it's important as an artist to stand up and make your voice heard. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.